Let's just check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are things going?
Going well, thank you. Let's just look at a few of the headlines from the travel news last week. This looks interesting, something to do with the 5G network and U.S. airlines. What's going on with that?
So non-U.S. airlines are struggling to complete radio altimeter retrofits ahead of looming deadlines established to prevent 5G interference, meaning some carriers' flights to the U.S. could be restricted in 2023. This is according to a letter sent to FAA from IATA and more than 50 international airlines. Failure to meet these deadlines will result in non-retrofitted carriers being prohibited from completing instrument-assisted approaches and landings. The letter also says that supply chain problems and certification holdups are hindering altimeter retrofits. So not a topic that a lot of people know about.
Well, yeah, this is the first time I've heard of it. Hopefully the airline industry is up to date on all of this and nothing drastic happens.
Well, they're also urging that to the Federal Commissions Commission to mandate that cellular companies also state take steps to prevent this interference.
Well, we'll see what happens. Now, the cost of travel, this is really not a surprise, but is going up like everything else.
It is, and high inflation and COVID-19 are damping some Canadians' hope for traveling as the holiday season approaches. And, you know, a lot of it is to expect huge demands for flights over the U.S. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. So the best deal for airfares or hotels are dwindling, if not already gone. And, you know, government data even shows that airfares in October were up 43% from a year earlier. And part of the reason for the high airfares is that airlines are still operating fewer flights than in 2019, even though passenger numbers are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Hotel prices are up absolutely everywhere and are struggling with labor shortages, another cause for higher prices.
Yes, a good reminder that the holiday season coming up, the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. next week. So anyone traveling in the U.S., it's probably going to be costly in the coming months.
Yes, it definitely is. And we get inquiries from our clients. The prices are just going up, up, and up. So if you know you want to go to a destination in certain dates, book early, because if you think about it, the availability might be gone and the price might have just skyrocketed.
Good advice. Let's get some more advice with your travel tip of the week.
So just a reminder that Canadian government website, travel.gc.ca, has a wealth of useful information for all travelers. So in addition to general content, it also has specific advice and travel tips for older travelers to prepare for safe travel, advice relevant to women travelers, useful information for parents before they leave Canada with their kids, information on laws and social customs that could affect 2SLGBTQ1+ travelers, and resources for information on accessibility while traveling. You can also check the latest Traveler's Checklist, which has important advice for safe and responsible travel.
Good tips and advice. You can find more on Onanta's website, OnantaForbes.com, and you can also follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at OnantaForbes. Always great to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
Take care.